The Scenic Drive with Rian.
Ora sy nou. Love Boat. 13:22. So, we've heard the term matchmaker. Well, the owner of Perfect Strangers, Malin Walsh, is with us tonight. And Malin was originally an academic, ironically enough. These days, with Perfect Strangers, he match makes men and women in and around Pretoria through this Perfect Strangers business of hers. Nice to have you on your show, Marilyn.
Thank you very much, Rian.
So now, obviously, the first thing everyone will want to know is what makes you the expert? Why should we trust you to find us partners?
Well, I'm still learning every day, but I have been matchmaking men and women for 21 years now. I've watched them keenly over the years, and I've also done a study of dating relationships for those 21 years.
Okay.
I receive emails from dating and relationship coaches all over the world, and they're always coming up with interesting new things, and I try to apply them in my business as best I can.
All right. Now, what do you think is the main problem? Why can people not find partners? Why do they struggle so?
I think they have very high expectations.
They see the Hollywood movie and they decide that's what I want.
Yes, I think they idealize that kind of lifestyle, and perhaps they should just be more down to earth and maybe not chase after new people all the time, but just love the people who come on their path. Maybe their special soulmate is not as far away as they think, or so.
To interrupt you, is it important that you, if you're a five, you need to find yourself a five, or can you aspire to an eight?
Well, it's always good to try to up your game, but one must also be aware that if you want something in life, you must be able to give it yourself. So if you want to be an eight and live like an eight, and you actually get it right, then you can expect to meet an eight and keep an eight happy.
All right. So now, except for matchmaking, where do you find partners? Remember we did that thing on the show. What is it? Church, clubs, bars. And people say don't meet someone in a bar or a club. Even if you're sober, it's apparently not a place to meet people. You have to meet someone at church or a braai.
Well, the clients who come to me say they don't have much luck meeting people at church. They don't. So I don't know about that one. Practically speaking, it doesn't seem to work very well.
You shouldn't be hitting on people in church. You should be focusing on the message, on the sermon.
Maybe.
So what about, not clubs and bars. Don't meet people there. But unless you're looking for a one-night stand, then it's fine.
Yes, I wouldn't recommend that, because I think the type of person that you want to live with long term maybe wouldn't be hanging out there all the time.
Come on, good people go to clubs too.
Come on, Marilyn.
Let's say, all right, so now there's a couple of things that's obviously now important that, you know, before I come to you, I need to understand that there's a few things I need to understand about relationships.
Yes.
What's the most important thing that I need to understand before I come to you?
Well, I think one must get instant gratification out of one's mind immediately, because a good relationship doesn't just happen overnight. I think it takes time to build a good foundation. And I think a lot of people come to me and they have high expectations, and they wanted those expectations to be met yesterday or last month, and, you know, like tomorrow is almost too late. I think one must be prepared to give things time.
Patient.
Yes, definitely.
So now, do you just cater for straight people? Do you go for gay people? If people are looking for Asian people, do you cater for everyone's tastes?
Well, I when I started off, I advertised in the Beat newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
And
just straight, eh?
Yeah, and there were a lot of
straight in Afrikaans.
Yes, that's how it was.
And white.
Yeah.
Okay. So now it's bigger now. You do everything. Can you find me someone, Marilyn? I'm looking for a gay Japanese man.
Goodness. I'm afraid I can't help you.
I'm sure you can. You're a skilled woman. You've been doing this for 21 years.
Yes, no, but I work with a different kind of group and different people. And
what does that mean?
I work with Afrikaans people.
Straight Afrikaans people. Ah, damn it. Well, I'm 50% there. I'm Afrikaans. No, that's about it. Maybe someone that can be convinced. After they met me, I'm sure I can convince them. Give me 2-3 dates and a bottle of tequila.
Well, you probably could. I'm sure they'd have a good time with you.
Yes, they would.
Yeah, exactly.
Can you hook me up with someone, man?
Well, I don't know if that would happen, but maybe I can make you meet somebody.
Okay. The Scenic Drive with Rian.